Hey everybody, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Yeah, we've all been there, right? Today, on the Dopamine Reset Protocol, we're diving deep into something crucial. Understanding and working with your emotions. Not ignoring them, not suppressing them, but truly getting to know them and learning how to ride the waves instead of being tossed around by them. Think about it. Our emotions are like these powerful signals trying to tell us something. They're a roadmap to our needs, our values, and even our subconscious desires. But here's the catch. If we don't learn to decipher those signals, they can become overwhelming, leading to stress, anxiety, and even unhealthy coping mechanisms. So, how do we become emotional wizards, you ask? Well, buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind. First off, awareness is everything. Seriously, it's like the foundation of this whole emotional superpower thing. Before you can effectively manage your emotions, you gotta be aware of them in the first place. Pay attention to those physical sensations, that racing heart, the clenched jaw, the butterflies in your stomach. They're all clues. Notice the thoughts swirling around in your head and the words you use to describe how you feel. You know that saying, name it to tame it? Well, there's truth to it. By putting a label on your emotions, you start to gain control over them instead of letting them control you. Second, emotions are not permanent. They ebb and flow like the tides, always changing. Remember that feeling of intense anger or sadness you had earlier? It will likely pass, just like every other emotion. Don't let yourself get swept away by the intensity of the moment. Remind yourself that this feeling is temporary and won't last forever. Think about it. You've felt a whole range of emotions throughout your life, and guess what? You survived them all. Third, find healthy outlets for expression. Bottling up your emotions is like trying to squeeze toothpaste back into the tube. It just doesn't work. Find healthy ways to express yourself. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, engaging in physical activity, or even creating art. Let those feelings out in a constructive way that allows you to process them and move forward. Fourth, practice self-compassion. This is a big one, folks. Be kind to yourself, especially when you're going through tough times. Remember that everyone makes mistakes and experiences difficult emotions. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a good friend. And finally, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life can have a profound impact on your emotional well-being. Take time each day to appreciate the little things, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you see the good even when things are tough. You know that feeling when you're finally able to put your finger on what's making you feel a certain way. It's like a weight lifts off your shoulders, right? That's the power of understanding your emotions. Let me tell you about this friend of mine, Sarah. She used to be constantly stressed and overwhelmed by work. But she started taking time each day to journal about her feelings. What was causing her stress? How it made her feel physically, and what she could do to manage it better. Within a few weeks, she noticed a huge difference. She felt calmer, more in control, and even more productive at work. So, remember, understanding your emotions isn't about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. It's about accepting them as part of who you are, learning to navigate them effectively, and ultimately using them to fuel your growth and well-being. This is all about taking charge, folks. Becoming emotionally intelligent isn't just a cool buzzword. It's a superpower that can transform your life. You get to decide how you respond to your emotions instead of letting them dictate your actions. Remember, awareness, acceptance, healthy expression, self-compassion, and gratitude. These are your keys to unlocking emotional freedom. Now I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to better understand and manage your emotions? Share it with me in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's build a community of emotionally empowered individuals together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.